Welcome to another exciting episode of Tech Pulse. Today, we're diving into some groundbreaking stories, starting with Multiverse Computing's massive $215 million funding round aimed at radically slimming AI costs. Let's get into the details.
Multiverse Computing has made headlines with its impressive Series B funding of 189 million euros, approximately $215 million. This Spanish startup is pioneering a technology called Compactive AI, inspired by quantum computing, to compress large language models by up to 95% without degrading performance.
That's fascinating. How exactly does Compactive AI work, and what models are they focusing on?
Compactive AI offers compressed versions of popular open-source LLMs, such as Llama 4 Scout and Mistral Small 3.1. These slim models are available on AWS or can be licensed for on-premises use. However, it doesn't support proprietary models like those from OpenAI.
Reducing AI costs could be a game changer. What broader impact could this have on the AI industry?
This could democratize AI access, allowing more companies to deploy sophisticated models without the hefty infrastructure costs. It aligns with the industry's shift towards more efficient, scalable AI solutions.
Speaking of AI innovations, let's move on to Klarna's unique approach with their CEO's AI hotline. What's the story here?
Klarna has launched an AI-powered hotline featuring a digital clone of CEO Sebastian Siemiatkowski. This AI version is trained to interact with customers, offering insights into Klarna's products, vision, and history.
An AI CEO taking calls. How does this hotline function, and what's the feedback process like?
Customers can discuss product features or issues with AI Sebastian. The system generates a transcript analyzed by an LLM, which populates Klarna's internal systems with customer feedback for further action.
This could revolutionize customer service. What implications does this have for corporate communication strategies?
It demonstrates AI's potential to personalize and streamline customer interactions, setting a precedent for how companies can leverage AI to enhance user engagement and feedback loops.
Now, let's explore the readiness of AI agents to operate autonomously, as discussed in MIT Technology Review's recent article. Are we really prepared for this shift?
The article reflects on the 2010 flash crash, where high-frequency trading algorithms exacerbated a market downturn. It highlights the risks of granting AI agents autonomy without adequate oversight.
That sounds concerning. What lessons have we learned from past incidents, like the flash crash?
The key takeaway is the need for robust regulatory frameworks and fail-safes to manage AI's autonomous actions, ensuring they don't inadvertently cause harm.
It's crucial to balance innovation with safety. Moving on, Oracle's cloud growth continues despite setbacks with its Stargate project. What's happening there?
Oracle's cloud business is thriving, with a 50% growth last fiscal year, despite Stargate's delays. CEO Safra Catz highlighted the project's slow start due to economic volatility and tariff impacts.
How is Oracle managing to sustain such growth amidst these challenges?
Oracle is expanding its cloud services aggressively, expecting a 70% growth this fiscal year. This resilience showcases its strategic focus on cloud capabilities to compete with industry giants.
Impressive resilience indeed. Next, let's delve into Meta's $15 billion investment in Scale AI and what it means for their LLM, Llama.
Meta is investing heavily in Scale AI to enhance Llama, its large language model, which has lagged behind competitors. Alexandra Wang's expertise is seen as pivotal to overcoming these challenges.
That's a significant bet. What specific issues is Meta hoping to address with this investment?
Meta aims to improve Llama's performance on complex tasks, leveraging Scale AI's capabilities to refine and optimize its models, crucial for staying competitive in the AI landscape.
It's a strategic move for sure. Switching gears, Whole Foods is facing potential shortages due to a cyber attack. Can you tell us more?
Whole Foods' main distributor, UNFI, suffered a cybersecurity incident disrupting product shipments. This has raised concerns about supply chain vulnerabilities and the need for enhanced cybersecurity measures.
How is Whole Foods handling this situation, and what does it mean for consumers?
Whole Foods is communicating limited information to customers, focusing on resolving the issue swiftly. This incident underscores the critical importance of securing supply chain networks against cyber threats.
Cybersecurity remains a top priority. Now let's celebrate TechCrunch's 20th anniversary and its impact on the tech industry.
TechCrunch reflects on its two-decade journey, highlighting its unique culture of curiosity and innovation. It's been a pivotal platform for tech news, fostering a community that challenges conventional wisdom.
It's amazing to see how TechCrunch has shaped tech journalism. What are some key milestones they've achieved over the years?
From breaking major tech stories to hosting influential events, TechCrunch has consistently provided insightful coverage and analysis, cementing its role as a leader in tech media.
Here's to many more years of innovation. Now, Uptime Industries is launching Lemony AI, an AI-in-a-box solution. What's the aim here?
Lemony AI is a compact on-premise AI device designed to make AI accessible to various industries. It can run large language models and AI workflows, facilitating localized AI usage.
How does Lemony AI function, and what potential does it hold for businesses?
Each Lemony node can sustain an LLM up to 75 billion parameters, requiring just 65 watts of power. It enables businesses to deploy AI solutions without relying on extensive cloud infrastructure.
A promising tool for democratizing AI access. Let's talk about the badminton-playing robot developed by Eat Zurich. What's unique about this robot?
The robot, named Animal, integrates AI-powered perception and movement to play badminton. It highlights advancements in robotic agility and the potential for AI in dynamic physical tasks.
That's quite an achievement. What challenges did the researchers face, and how did they overcome them?
Developing a lower-latency visual system was crucial for competitive play. The team focused on synchronizing perception with movement to enhance the robot's reflexes and gameplay efficiency.
Robotic sports could be the next big thing. Now, Taboola is evolving its clickbait chumbox into an AI chatbot. What's the goal here?
Taboola's deeper dive chatbot aims to enhance content discovery and user engagement by answering questions with information from trusted sources, integrating AI into digital marketing strategies.
How does this transformation affect content delivery and user interaction?
By providing AI-generated responses alongside related articles, Taboola enhances user engagement and ad relevance, reflecting a broader trend of AI integration in content platforms.
It's an intriguing evolution in digital marketing. Next, OpenAI is exploring funding from Saudi and Indian investors. What's driving this move?
OpenAI is in talks with Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund and India's Reliance Industries for its $40 billion financing round. This reflects a growing global interest in AI technologies.
What does this potential funding mean for OpenAI's future projects and global AI advancement?
Securing international funding could accelerate OpenAI's development efforts, expanding its capabilities and influence in the rapidly evolving AI landscape.
Global collaboration in AI is indeed vital. In legal news, Disney and Universal are suing Midjourney for AI-related copyright infringement. What's at stake here?
The lawsuit alleges that Midjourney used Disney and Universal's content to train its models without permission. This could set significant precedents for intellectual property rights in AI.
How might this case influence future AI development and copyright law?
A ruling in favor of Disney and Universal could lead to stricter regulations on AI training data, impacting how tech companies develop and deploy AI models.
A critical case for the AI industry. Let's discuss Meta's VGPT2 model, which aims to enhance AI's understanding of its surroundings. What's new with this model?
VGPT2 builds on Meta's previous model, using over 1 million hours of video to help AI understand and predict real-world interactions, improving its practical applications.
What potential does this model hold for future AI applications, and how does it compare to human understanding?
VGPT2 aims to mimic the common-sense reasoning seen in humans and animals, enabling AI to navigate and interact with the world more intuitively.
An exciting leap in AI capabilities. Moving to renewable energy, Fervo Energy has secured $206 million for a geothermal power plant. What's the significance of this project?
Fervo Energy's plant in Utah will be the largest enhanced geothermal facility providing 24/7 clean energy. This project leverages oil and gas industry skills to advance renewable energy.
How does enhanced geothermal technology contribute to sustainable energy solutions?
Enhanced geothermal taps into deeper, hotter resources, offering a reliable and emission-free power source, crucial for meeting global energy demands sustainably.
A promising step for renewable energy. Lastly, let's look at Apple's upcoming iOS features. What's in store for users?
Apple's iOS 26 will introduce features like call screening, wallet enhancements, and group chat updates. These aim to improve user experience and device functionality.
What specific improvements can users expect from these updates?
Call screening will filter unknown calls, while wallet updates cater to travelers. Group chat features enhance communication, and live translation brings AI-driven language support.
These updates promise to make iOS even more user-friendly. That's all for today's episode of Tech Pulse. Thanks for tuning in, and join us next time for more tech insights and innovations.